Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning. Listen to that campfire this morning. Pull that chair in real close to that campfire. We're huddled in the bunker. This is the before-mentioned Ray I with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G and Peanut. Yeah, Darth Vader. And the Spider Monkey this morning. April 1st, Vogler Vogler.
Woohoo! Why'd you look at me at April Fool's, huh?
Wow, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, April issue is out. And what do you got, Vogler Vogler?
I'm just going to say, if your jeans start smoking when you're sitting up next to that fire, back up a little bit.
Okay, who's this segment brought to you by?
This is brought to you by Mossberg's. Arm yourself. Mossberg Firearms.
Absolutely. And we'll tell you who's on the show. We get into this thing. We've got Rural Peterson from Missouri Hunting and Fishing Adventures coming up. Michael Wardall, he's the events manager for the Conservation Federation of Missouri. We're going to talk to him a little bit. Tim Chelzovic, Chief Word Sequencer and Director of Humor at the Thinking Woodsman. He has a Thinking Woodsman podcast. And we're not sure if we'll be able to get a hold of him because he's been running with Brian Clark with Z-Max. And there's nobody can keep up with Brian Clark. So he may still be sleeping. Then we're going to go back and grab Mr. Joe Towers, with president of Hero Hunt, Inc. We had him on a couple weeks ago. Great interview. Great folks. Saw them down in Nashville. Then we're going to go out and get our editor, Mark Strand, Midwest Outdoors Magazine. And James Harrison, Hooks Custom Calls. And we got because it's April and it's turkey season, Matt's going to play a little turkey sounds from you on a river bluff for scouting, let you hear some gobbling before we go on with the show. Here we go. In the April edition, I have Calling Is Everything, and I appreciate all you that sent input in about last week's show when we talked about Calling Is Everything, about me being attacked on the blogs, Vogler Vogler. And so I appreciate that, but you had a lot of questions about the calling. I don't call like that all the time, that hard calling, but the reason I do that, it depends on the situation, but the reason I call like that's what real hens do. I just want you to understand, it's nothing that I made up. It's not, I don't call it aggressive calling because I don't think it's aggressive. Someone that only yelps and clucks real quiet, that would sound aggressive. But there's a dominant hen, and years in turkey hunting, I've been in the woods where nothing's happening, and all of a sudden this hen starts that pop, 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 and gets going and opens the woods up. That's what I'm imitating when I get on a call like that. It doesn't mean when I go to the woods I do it all the time. I do it as it's warranted, depending on the turkeys. And a good example, I got a little story for you here this morning after all the response I got from Calling Is Everything in the magazine and what we had on the air last week. A good example of this call shy thing, and it seems like I've almost been beaten call shy to death, but I continue to get information in from all of you. One year in North Missouri in Kirksville, we had a big media outdoor media hunt, and it was the second week of the season, and all the locals, didn't matter where you went, check station, you know, gas station, restaurant, and all the turkey camps we visited, it's over, they're call shy. Ray, I did videos up here, and they're all shut down because they called the turkeys for season. You know, remember we talked about Pennsylvania having a law, Illinois's got a law, Kentucky's got a law, can't call for season. So there was all this crap, you know, about their overcalls. So the area we was hunting, the owners came in and had to do some work, and so we had to find another place to bring our guys. So a guy said he had a great farm up north of Kirksville, but they're really, really call shy. It's really tough. You're not going to do any good, but I'll open up the farm to you. So I went up there to look at it with him. Well, I left a note at the hotel because my guide from Arkansas was coming up to help me guide the media guys from Outdoor Live, Fieldstream, etc. You know the story. So I go up there, we're driving these dirt roads, and what a beautiful, beautiful place, my goodness, beautiful. Ended up, the conservation department ended up buying it, and now it's state ground, but at that time it was a private ranch. And we were going through, and I got the call out, and I cut on it, and a turkey gobbled, and he said, I'm really surprised they did that, because they're not answering calls. They won't even answer a real hen, they're call shy, and just went on and on. And so I said, well, can we sit here a minute? I left a note from a buddy and gave him directions to meet us up here. He drove all night from Arkansas. So we had pulled up there, and I said, that's a good-looking spot down in there. Do you care if I call here? And he goes, no, we stand there waiting for Billy from Arkansas. I went, pop, 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 pop. And his hen goes, pop, 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 back at me and gobbled, pow. I said, wow, there's one there. He goes, that's the most gobbling I've heard this year. You see, they're not calling at him. And everybody backs off the call. They won't call. They won't get in close, and they won't get on the call because they're afraid it's going to scare the turkeys off. I've seen guys actually not want to call because they're afraid it will run the turkey off. So I'm waiting, and here comes Billy. So we're standing, he gets out of the truck, and I introduce him to the guy, and we're talking for a minute. And I said, hey, Billy, listen to this. I went, pop, pop, pop. Turkey went, pow, down the holler. His eyes got big. I said, you care if Billy's got a lot of work to do, and he ain't going to get a chance to hunt. Can he hunt that turkey? He said, yeah, he can hunt that turkey, and he ain't going to kill that turkey. They're all call shy. I said, Billy, you want to go after that turkey? Billy looked at me, and he said, I said, go on, down in there. So he runs down in there. He pop, pop, and you hear him closing. Boom, he shoots. He comes back, and got this big old turkey, and the guy says, what's wrong with you? Don't you know them turkeys are call shy? I said, nobody told me them turkeys were call shy. So he wasn't afraid to call. He wasn't afraid to get on like a real hen does.
You're just asking people, give it a try.
Yeah.
Just try it, and when they do, it amazing how it works.
it's just so funny, a lot of this stuff. But this Calling Is Everything, and I'm also on the website. Just go to MidwestOutdoors.com. Just put my name in, and I've got a new piece up there. And I've got the Legends of the Outdoors box call on there, and I've got a video on how to use the box call. And I've got the information about Hook's Hooter, Hooten's the one that James Harrison does, and James is going to be on the show today. And I've got information on there about the Hook's glass call and information on the little scratch box from Cedar Hill Game Call. So that's a big deal because that website is huge. These websites like Outdoor Life, Field & Stream, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, they are so huge, and they're so updated and modern, you know, to what websites we used to have. There's more people going to websites than actually reading some of the magazines, I believe, anymore. I could be incorrect, and Mark Strand, I'm sure, will correct me on that if I'm wrong, but, man, do they get some traffic. I mean, like, what was Outdoor Life a few years ago? We was doing a blog. It was like a couple million people a month is on there. It's unbelievable. You got anything for me before we go to break?
No, I really yes, today at Cabela's. Thank you. Today at Cabela's, there's a children's turkey calling contest.
That's right.
But there's no charge, and they're going to teach kids how to make calls today.
Wonder what time you'll be out there. He'll probably be out there this morning, only 9 o'clock, and probably have the contest around 11, 12, 1 o'clock or something like that.
We don't have that information.
You just
but
need to go out there. You're supposed to research it.
And it's the Longbeards, and St. Louis Longbeards, Mitch Norris, is up there. Boy, he does great work with kids.
He really does. You know, I forgot to say good morning to Matty G and ask him how he's doing. I haven't even talked to him yet this morning. Hey, Matty G.
Oh, what a pleasant afterthought. Good morning. How are you? A
little afterthought. I was looking at the spider monkey, and it kind of reminded me of you, and so I thought I'd better.
The compliments just keep pouring in. Thank you.
All right. Why don't we go to break, because we got a lot of show, a lot of time to fill. Okay? See you on the other side, baby.